Today, we are going to take a deep dive into Barupu Yunupiu's artwork, Baru and Gunbowo. This screenprint not only captivates with its visual dynamism, but is also steeped in cultural significance. Let's break it down together using the elements of art and the principles of design to gain a fuller understanding of what Yunupiu has created. As we begin our observation, look closely at the piece. Notice the bold colors and distinct forms. The artwork features a striking blue background, contrasted by intricate lines and shapes in yellow and brown. You might ask yourself, what stands out to you the most? Is it the colors, the lines, or perhaps the overall composition? These observations will form the foundation for our analysis. Now, let's identify the elements of art within this piece. Starting with line, you can see that the artist employs both straight and curved lines. The blue waves, creating a flowing motion, guide your eye across the canvas. Think about the direction of these lines. Do they lead you towards a focal point, or do they encourage you to explore the entire artwork? The lines seem to suggest movement, much like the water they represent. Next, let's consider shape. In this piece, we find organic shapes that symbolize the Gaia, the fish, and the Baru, the crocodile. These forms contrast with each other, evoking a sense of interaction within the painting. The arrangement is certainly deliberate, providing spatial relationships that speak to the connection between these creatures and the salt water they inhabit. You might wonder how these shapes interact and what they might represent about the environment or culture. When we move on to color, the palette is both vibrant and evocative. The dominant blue encapsulates a sense of tranquility and depth, while the warmer colors of yellow and brown provide energy and warmth. This contrast not only adds visual interest, but also elicits an emotional response. The colors might evoke feelings of nostalgia for the natural world or a longing for the connection to land and sea. Have you ever thought about how different colors can affect your mood or perception of a piece? Let's take a moment to discuss texture. Although this is a printed work, there's a suggestion of texture that adds depth to the visual experience. The interplay of glossy and matte surfaces emphasizes certain lines over others, inviting viewers to explore the artwork more interactively. How does texture, whether physical or visual, affect your understanding or experience of an artwork? Now, let's consider the use of space within Baru and Gunbowo. The arrangement of positive, the shapes and figures, and negative spaces, the blue background, creates a harmonious balance. The overlapping of elements suggests layers of meaning, perhaps indicating the complexity of the relationships between the creatures and their environment. How does this interplay of positive and negative spaces impact your own interpretation? Transitioning to principles of design, let's analyze how Yunupiu organizes these elements. Looking at balance, the artwork possesses a sense of asymmetrical balance. While it might seem weighted on one side, the thoughtful arrangement of shapes distributes visual weight effectively across the canvas. This balance invites viewers to wander through the piece rather than fixating on a single point. In terms of harmony, there is a noticeable unity among the elements. The recurring use of flowing lines and similar color tones creates cohesiveness, making the composition feel complete. You might reflect on how harmony works not just in art, but in your own life. What creates balance and unity for you? Contrasting elements also play a key role. The bright colors against the deep blue background create a striking contrast that draws your eye. This contrast serves to emphasize specific features, perhaps highlighting the importance of the crocodile and fish within this cultural context. Could you identify any contrasts in your own life, the things that enrich your experience? Let's now turn to movement within the piece. The arrangement directs the viewer's eye fluidly across the artwork, almost mimicking the waves of the ocean. You could envision tracing the curves and rolls of the lines as if you were following the water's rhythm. Does this sense of motion evoke any particular feelings or thoughts for you? Lastly, consider scale and proportion. The relationship between the shapes is carefully crafted, The fish and crocodile are sized in a way that suggests their place within the ecological and cultural hierarchy. This scale relates the viewer to the components of the environment, perhaps inviting us to ponder our own place within nature. Integrating all these elements and principles together reveals a rich tapestry of meaning. Unupius, Baru, and Gunberwa communicates themes of connection, responsibility, and custodianship. The use of vibrant colors, flowing lines, and harmonious shapes collectively represents the deep relationship between people, land, and water. In conclusion, this artwork is not merely an aesthetic expression, it encapsulates stories that resonate across generations, inviting viewers to engage deeply with the themes embedded within. Unupiu invites you to reflect on your own connections to nature, culture, and community. As you observe Baru and Gunberwa, consider how the interplay of these artistic elements creates a dialogue between the artwork and the viewer. The vibrant colors and dynamic shapes urge you to think about the importance of land and water in your own life. What stories do you carry from your own heritage, and how do they connect to your environment? This piece serves as a reminder that art is not just a visual experience. It is an avenue for exploration and understanding, urging us to delve deeper into the complexities of our collective existence. Ultimately, Baru and Gunberwa leaves a lasting impact through its combination of elements and principles, extending an invitation to engage with both the artwork and its cultural significance. As you consider this piece, remember that art has the power to evoke thought and conversation, drawing us into a broader understanding of not just the artist's intent, but also our own experiences and connections to the world around us. How might this influence the way you view art in the future?